Welcome to Life Talks with Anurag Paul. I'm your host Anurag Paul, and today we are going to explore a topic that is close to all our hearts, the journey of relationships. Whether you are embarking on a new love story or you have journeyed through a lifetime with your partner, this episode is your guide. So let's dive right in. This is Life Talks with Anurag Paul. Let's get started. Picture this, you meet someone and suddenly your heart is a symphony of fireworks. Laughter fills the air, butterflies fly in your stomach, and everything feels perfect. The honeymoon phase. Remember that enchanting period when you are building a unique connection, having the time of your life, and experiencing sheer pure happiness. It's like the first breathtaking chapter of your love story, but much like the pages of a captivating book, this chapter eventually comes to a close. But don't bother. As the initial lighting subsides and reality steps in, you might find yourself entering what's often referred to as the differences phase. This is the stage where you begin to notice the charming features that make each of you one of a kind, the traits, the habits, and all those particular nuances that define you as individuals. And you know what? This is perfectly normal. Embracing these differences adds spice to your relationship, infusing it with vibrancy and richness. Now let's shift our focus to the struggle phase. I won't sugarcoat it. This might not be the most enjoyable part of the journey. This is where disagreements can arise, often stemming from aspects of your lives that existed long before you met each other. Echoes of past experience might resurface. However, there is a silver lining. The repair phase awaits, ready to guide you through. Imagine the repair phase as an opportunity to mend things together. It's similar to fixing up rough patches in a beautiful wall hanging. But let's be honest, it's not a walk in the park. It requires thoughtful consideration, open-hearted conversations, and yes, effort. Effort is like the secret ingredient that's needed for every step of this journey. That we have delved into different phases of love, let's explore some actionable tips to navigate this adventure with grace and understanding. Here is tip number one for you. Talk it out. When you find yourself navigating a rough patch, creating a safe space for honest communication is crucial. Sit down together and have an open conversation. Listen actively to each other's viewpoints without interruption. Remember, this is not about assigning blame. It's an opportunity to gain insight into your partner's perspective. Sharing your thoughts openly nurtures understanding and empathy, laying the foundation for finding common ground. Communication is like the melody guiding a dance. It steers your steps in the right direction. You prevent misunderstandings from developing into more significant issues by talking things out. It's not about pointing fingers, but about constructing bridges of connection. Here is tip number two for you. Seek compromise. Disagreements are a natural part of any relationship. The key lies in your approach. Rather than viewing disagreements as battles to win, see them as opportunities for collaboration. Seeking compromise shifts the focus from proving a point to uncovering solutions that benefit both of you. Compromise doesn't mean sacrificing your values. It's about discovering a middle ground where both can flourish. It requires flexibility and willingness to prioritize the health of your relationship over your individual ego. Compromise fosters a sense of teamwork, reinforcing the notion that you are journeying together. As we explore these practical tips, remember that effort acts as the adhesive holding your relationship together. It's about communicating effectively, forgiving each other, and embracing the imperfections that make us all uniquely human. It's about drawing closure, building trust, and understanding that perfection is not the goal. It's about finding someone perfectly aligned with you. Stay tuned, because we are about to unveil more tips that can help you sail through the challenges of love's journey with grace and resilience. Welcome back to Life Talks with Anurag Paul. We are navigating the intricate path of relationships, uncovering practical strategies to enhance connection and understanding. So let's dive right into the next set of actionable tips. Here is tip number 3 for you, regular check-ins. In the hastiness of life, it's easy to lose sight of your partner's emotional state. That's why setting aside dedicated moments for check-ins is essential. Think of it as a heartfelt conversation where you ask, "How are you doing?" These regular check-ins create a space to share emotions, thoughts, and experiences. Remember, it's not just about the significant events, the small moments matter too. Whether your partner had a challenging day or is excited about a new venture, these conversations build bridges of understanding and support, nurturing each other's emotional well-being. Here is tip number 4 for you, show appreciation. In the hustle of daily life, it's all too easy to overlook the efforts your partner invests in the relationship. But expressing genuine appreciation can be a game changer. A heartfelt thank you or acknowledging the little things your partner does can go a long way in nurturing your connection. Gratitude is like a warm embrace for the soul. When you express appreciation, you are affirming that you value and recognize your partner's contributions. It's a way of saying, "I see you and I am grateful for you." Now that we have discussed these two valuable tips, let's loop back to the journey through the phases of love and what lies ahead after navigating these phases. The enduring love phase. This is where you have faced challenges together, emerging stronger than ever. Your love matures into an unbreakable bond, ready to stand firm against life's trials. But our journey doesn't end here. Let's delve into a couple more practical tips that can elevate your relationship journey to new heights. Here is tip number 5 for you. Celebrate milestones. The power of celebrating your journey can't be underestimated. Whether it's a milestone anniversary or a spontaneous just because moment, take the time to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments together. These moments of reflection reinforce the journey you have embarked on and the growth you have achieved. Here is tip number 6 for you. Embrace growth. Remember, personal growth ignites relationship growth. Support each other's aspirations and celebrate each other's victories. Your individual development adds depth to your shared journey. And now a challenge for you. Before we conclude this episode, share this podcast episode with your partner, the person you want to navigate life's highs and lows with. Let them know you are ready to stand together, unwavering and steadfast. As we wrap up this exploration of love's intricate phases, remember that your relationship is an adventure. Just like any journey, it's not about the destination but the experiences along the way. If you have questions or thoughts, don't hesitate to visit our website at www.lifetalkswithanuragpaul.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider subscribing and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for joining me in this discussion. Until next time, continue to love, grow, and cherish every twist and turn in your unique love story.